This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect. Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula, to kids, SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has
existed.
You have
an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hopefully you guys already caught episode one of our two-parter with Clayton and Susie. It's been awesome catching up with them. We are going to, in this second half, talk about their future and where they see themselves in a few years together and how they make each other feel better when they're down.
When we last spoke with you, Clayton, it was right coming up to the end of your finale. It was probably the roughest week during your season for you personally. You're in a weird limbo space where you're like, hey, I'm kind of happy. I'm really happy, but I can't talk about it yet. All this criticism and, you know, Susie, you're sitting there seeing him get this criticism, based on your scenario, not being able to speak out on it either. And I remember during that conversation, Clayton, was the only thing I said, because one of the producers that talked to me about it was like, hey, this is going to get better. Like, it's going to suck for a bit, but like, this too shall pass. I don't know how it was going to work back then. It was this too shall pass. So for the two of you, how have you worked together on helping it pass and moving on now? And then if you don't mind, Susie, within that, even talking about that season of life where you weren't able to kind of support Clayton publicly.
Yeah. I guess to address that specific time period, it was really tough because when we were on the show, a conversation we had it was the day that I briefly met his parents. We came outside, and at that point, I felt in my heart that Clayton and I were not going to be together, like, ever. I really didn't think that we were going to get back together, but I did love him as a person. Like, at that point, I had loved him as a person you know, several weeks before that, I knew the type of man that he was. He was a good person. He had a really good heart. The way he treated everybody around him was with kind and compassion. Like every single individual he was in, you know, invested in learning about and talking to and addressing politely. Like I could tell that he was a good person, but at that point I didn't think we were going to be together. And I remember saying to him, like, I am going to have your back because this is not going to be good, but I will like speak out and like, I will have your back because this is going to be bad. Like, I remember just being like, this is not good, but I know your heart and I know you're a good person, but I know this is going to be hard. But because we did end up getting back together after the season, I was not able to be public about that. Like, had that truly been the ending where like that was truly goodbye, I mean, we probably would have had to reconcile for me to truly feel that way, because you apologized for how that night went and stuff, and I apologize as well. But I mean, yeah, I think had we not been together, I would have been able to publicly be like, you guys, like, there's so much more to everything, and I'm telling you, he is a good person with a good heart, and this was a really messy, challenging, confusing situation, and like, please have empathy for him in this moment. Like, we do not need to like hurt him or cancel him or whatever was happening. Like, so many people were so mad at both of us, to be honest. So many people were mad at both of us, but I couldn't say anything because, yeah, I was with him at that. Once it was airing, I was back together with him. So that was really hard for me, because all I could do was be there in person for him and be the best, you know, support that I could for that. But publicly, yeah, I mean, I feel like I would publicly defend anybody, even half the villains. I'm like, we're all people. Like, you know, like, yeah, okay, they're a villain, but like, it's a human being. We're all humans. And like, everyone's a villain at some point in their life. We've all done bad things at some point in our life, or things that if somebody's looking in on your life with a camera lens and you didn't know it, you'd probably be ashamed of, you know?
Definitely.
What are little things that you do to make each other feel better in moments like that? Like, even if it's giving them an ice cream sundae.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, I was going to say, come on, Jess. I hope Jess listens to this. Come on, girl.
You know, I think it's just trying to pay attention to, I like to compile a list on my phone. Just like when she says she likes something, putting it in there. And then if I ever feel that there's a rainy day, and I can do something, then that's when I'll go grab her something from the store, or we went on like a picnic date on the beach. This is like a month and a half ago, I think, or maybe a little longer, but yeah, just being able to like have things stored and ready to go, because you know, those days will come. So I guess how I do it is just keeping notes, because I think there's so much going on in the world and trying to wrap your head around every little thing someone says. But if you're intentional about it, then that can go a long way just by saying, hey, I got this for you, because I know you're having a tough day.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. I think for me with you, I think there's been a lot of days where you've been really down about like the future, and you've been like, I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know how this is going to work out. And I think the one way that I've been able, at least from my perspective, to support you is that I'm like, I literally believe in you. Like, I see no future in which you're not, you know, achieving everything that you dreamt of or whatever. So I think just providing that support and like reassurance to like, you know, reinforce your, that self-esteem that you do have, but like when you're struggling in that, you know, just being able to be there and say that I believe in you. Like, that's, I think, the biggest thing. Or I've done like a surprise date night and fun little things like that too. But I think that's the biggest thing I can provide in those moments.
Such a good,
love that.
Yeah, that's so powerful. My wife and I are just learning that about each other right now. So for the two of you where you're at, you know, we've been together a little longer, 3 years, but just for her to tell me she believes in me, means the world to me. Like, it changes everything, because I know no matter what, we're in it together and we've had our rough times.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers. They have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride.
We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody's asking you the same questions. When are you getting engaged? What's the wedding going to look like? All those things. I want to ask in a different way. Speaking of future, Where are you two at? Like, how are you two working towards that? What are you doing in your life to get to a place where you feel like, hey, we're ready for this next step? Or maybe you never are ready. But what does your futures look like right now?
Yeah, I think for us, we look at immediate future. And so her lease is ending in the next couple months, and we've started to look at places to move to. And I think right now the top pick is Phoenix, Arizona. I have my brothers out there, my other brother's close by. And then, yeah, my family, I guess if we're all in the same area, maybe my parents will end up moving there one day. But it's also a great spot, very conveniently located to a lot of different things. So we're, yeah, thinking about just buying a place. Hopefully the market cools off a little bit, but that's kind of the immediate future, is to move in. Well, we already moved in together, but to move now, next chapter of our life, into something a little bit more than just a small little temporary apartment. So that would be it. And then from there, I don't know if we've, we see all the questions being asked, and we just, you know, say when we're ready, like whenever that feels right. And I don't think there needs to really be a definitive timeline. I think we're just like, hey, when we feel that the timing's right, then we'll both know.
Yeah.
Clayton, have to ask before we let you guys go, how do you feel about there being two bachelorettes?
I hope it goes really well. Because I would think, if I had to put myself in their shoes, as I try to do now more so than anything with any situation, if I was in their shoes, I think my biggest concern would be not being jealous or envious or comparing myself. I think that's one of the, gotta be, I would imagine, one of the toughest challenges. And I don't want to speak for those two, but I just know me personally, if I was with another bachelor, I think that would be something that inevitably, if one person was getting more attention, and you would start to compare yourself naturally, I think. So I hope it really works out for the two of them. I think they're both two really mature individuals. And so I hope that they team up and they do it together and don't allow those negative thoughts to creep in. But it's gotta be challenging. It's gonna definitely push them to their limits to grow as individuals, to really love themselves. Because you have to, if you're ever in a situation like that, I would have to imagine you have to love yourself so that you are thinking positively and not allowing those negative thoughts to creep in and potentially affect you to the point where you can't navigate that journey to the best of your ability.
And this last question to both of you, they keep saying, the producers, the advertisements, that they're not going to be pitted against each other. Do you see any way in which that could happen?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't think it seems like it at all based on any of the, not spoilers, the teasers or, you know, the social media. It seems to be like the brand is Waylon. Two best friends. So I don't think that's the intention. I don't think either of those girls are really like that. So I think it'd be really hard to do that.
Yeah, I would just say the only way would be if they both happen to catch feelings for the same guy. And if that guy happens to be torn where he likes both of them equally, I mean, it would be a perfect storm, in my opinion, for that to happen. But I suppose that's the only way where it could potentially become troublesome. So I think for everyone's sake, I'm sure people do not love drama. There'll be some individuals that will want to see that, but to me, that'd have to be a perfect storm. I think outside of that, I imagine that those two will handle it really well.
Yeah.
Jason Tardik brought up a great point, just to kind of close this thought. When he was on the podcast a week ago, he's like, you know, I think it's going to be hardest post-show, as you guys probably can imagine, when like Instagram followers and ad deals and appearances and conversations, who likes who better? He's like, I'm really interested to see how they navigate the post-show part of this too. And to see how they continue to be friends and bond and support each other after the show's done. Well, we really appreciate your time with us. Thank you for taking the time to come on and talk. Last question to kind of end everything. As we're talking about this next season of The Bachelorette, Susie, who have you stayed close with from your season? If anybody, you don't have to. I mean, you know, time goes on, things fade. But if you two were to get married tomorrow, would anybody from your season be invited?
I would say open invitation. Anyone that wants to come party, come hang. But I think probably my closest friend from the show, like, that I've been able to spend time with and see, has been Marlena. She's been just literally one of the most supportive, amazing people. And I've had, you know, access to her over these past few months. We were able to get together and stuff like that. Obviously, there's people at Paradise right now that, you know, or they've been at Paradise at some point. I'm sure that I haven't been able to talk to, or, you know, the Bachelorette season happened and stuff. So, I haven't always had access to people, but, I've been able to keep in touch with a lot of the girls. I know we met up with Hunter in North Carolina. I talked to Jill pretty frequently. So there's, and yeah, I mean, a lot of the girls I was in LA, I was able to see. So, but Marlena's definitely one of the people that has, like, proactively been reaching out and, like, checking in. She's, like, a really just good human with a lot of, I would say, like, kind of like mental health awareness. Like, you know, she's been through a lot, and so she knows to check on her friends, kind of a thing.
Oh, so sweet. So good to hear that. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and bearing your hearts. We really appreciate it.
You guys are the best.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage.
With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage that you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant, sport formula to kids SPF 50+. Now, I have to wear sunscreen every day. That is one of the things that has existed.
You have an esthetician wife.
I have an esthetician wife. It is her number one recommendation for people. If you do nothing else, wear sunscreen. So when I'm out and about, when I'm on the lake this year, when I'm playing golf, yeah, protection from Banana Boat 360 coverage will be absolutely essential. So shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.